the Rise Guys Morning Show.
God.
I remember this from my childhood.
Wow.
But some of the older gentlemen haven't seen one in a while.
We can see your camel toe.
Moose Knuckle. Shout out.
The great Bill Medley. Rest in peace.
Oh.
No, it's not Bill Medley.
He tried out for Oak Ridge, but didn't make it. We don't have a cool name for our fashion faux pas like that.
No, we don't.
Oh, well, we miss out as usual.
Yeah. That's where there's not enough equality.
Ladies got it all.
It's like we men... If we're rude, we get called a male genital, but when we're a wuss, we get called a female genital.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I don't know. Like, has a guy ever called you a dick?
Sure.
Really?
I can be dickish.
Well, I know, but it's just kind of...
I have actually called females that. I'll cop to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
You know what, though? That's in that regard, that's going around a lot more. And it started with rappers. They call... they will call... females MFers.
Yeah.
They'll call them, you know, like they would reserve a certain word for like another guy.
Yeah.
Word rappers call each other.
Yeah.
They'll call females that now too.
Oh. Well.
I'm like, geez.
Yeah.
They're really doling it out.
Doling it out.
I mean, mainly it's the B word, not the D word, you know.
Yes.
Vociferous.
Butthole.
That part.
Did I ask you on the air or was it off the air?
Off the air.
Okay. I was going to ask you about the most hated man in America. See if you can guess who it was.
Yeah.
It's going to be tricky.
Well, so I guessed. You said that, what is this, people's unsexiest man of the year?
No. And it's not even Trump.
Well, that's the obvious first guess that everybody would say that. Then I said, were they born in America? And he's like, And I was like, okay, what does that mean? Did they go to college in America?
I don't know that.
Okay, because Netanyahu did.
God, that's right. Where did he go?
God, was it Speaks Hofstra? Or it was somewhere in New York.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
Swig you. So this guy, I can't even... He's a resident of Washington State. So he... I don't know if he's a citizen or if he's here. I cannot pronounce his name, but I'll try.
Oh.
Yeah. He's not... Well, he's newly famous.
Oh, okay.
His name is Igor Mikhailovich... Lichtenichik.
Nailed it.
Why is he famous?
Why? First off, don't ever name a kid Igor. Like,
hey, boss.
That literally, if they have a hump back and everything, like it's going to be something. Oh wow. Okay, I just saw.
And I don't know if you're familiar with the story.
I googled Igor, and that's the first thing that pops up. Man, it's so crazy.
He's the guy who threw the rock at the seal in Hawaii.
Yeah. See, I don't know about that. Tell me.
Well, it's a...
Is that major news?
Oh, yeah, man. This is huge.
Oh, my God.
Because people don't know if he was drunk or not when he did it. And then some witness took a video of Igor was walking on the beach, and he picked up a coconut-sized rock, and he threw it at the seal's head.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The seal always swims close to the shore because, you know, people go out and pet it. People know the damn thing.
Oh, wow.
So the guy just threw a rock at it, and they said...
I did hear some lady saying, why did you do that?
Yeah, they asked him, like, why'd you throw the rock? And
I was hungry.
He said that...
I was hunting for lunch.
He told the people, I'm rich, find me whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
When he threw it at the rock. Now, what's kind of creepy is they found the guy from this video that somebody took.
Yeah.
They ran his picture through some database and matched it with his driver's license. They found out his itinerary on vacation.
Wow.
Went to his hotel.
Oh, man.
And charged him.
Man, talk about the mass surveillance is insane. Like, they're I don't know if it's a government contract or whatever, but it's either Chicago or New York police, they're getting these Meta glasses. They're not the brand Meta, but those style of glasses.
Oh yeah.
Where when they look at somebody wearing those glasses, it will pop up their facial recognition on your glasses. You'll be able to see who they are by looking at them wearing those glasses.
I mean, look, you talked about that camera that could tell you who's in your car, how much they weigh.
Yeah.
All that junk.
Palantir. They make it. They use it for it's only to read license plate numbers. So it's at like those cameras, they put them at like toll booths and stuff like that. And they say it's if people are fugitives of the law, or maybe they drove through a toll without paying, they have that technology. But they can also see how many people are in the car. They can get it down to almost male or female, their body temperature, heart rate. I don't know how you could do that.
And they're clear too. They like these cameras have great resolution.
Yeah,
heart rate. That's kind of creepy.
So I guess they can find out if you're nervous, you know.
So do we have them? Maybe the cameras we have in town aren't traffic cams.
They're Palantir cameras. There's some in Greenville. You can go on their website and it'll show you everywhere where they are.
I kind of like them, to be honest with you, especially if you're watching like a Dateline or whatever.
Yeah.
And they can piece stuff together.
Yeah, like, you know, part of me is like, okay, that's kind of good that cops can have those glasses on and see if there's a criminal. But it also is like, there's a bunch of cops around the country getting in trouble for using that system to look up women.
Yeah, but weren't they always doing that? Just now it's more advanced.
You would maybe think, but like they're looking up women they see in traffic and you know,
stalking them.
Yeah,
going to their house.
And that's, you know, there's bad apples in every bushel, but like that's kind of scary that it can be used in a reverse way.
People that don't like those cameras and they don't like the Patriot Act are the people that said they'd rather be free than be protected. But that tells me you're either up to something or you're about to be.
Well,
why would you care?
You know, I try to figure out my alignment on that too. Like on one hand, it can help, but then again, it also is stripping away more of your rights. You know.
Yeah.
But it's like
I don't know.
So I guess you don't want to be seen. Not you, but you know, the collective you.
Right.
Don't want to be filmed just like doing anything. Or.
But what if you're innocent and you're someone happens to be in your neighborhood who's nefarious and you have nothing to do with them, but because that person lives next door to you, they think that you're involved in that kind of stuff. I don't like.
You should talk to black people. They deal with that all the time. I mean, they really do. Like, you know, they'll get pulled over because there was a, you know. That seems one of the easier ones for them to use that on, I think.
Profiling is rampant, but you know, not just racial.
Oh yeah,
it's all kind of profiling.
Oh, all kind of profiling. Yes. What other kinds?
You know,
that's the only kind I ever hear. Racial profiling. What are the other ones?
Well, ethnic, like, you profiling? Know, if you got say you got like an old junk car.
Yeah.
I would imagine you stand out on a cop's radar for whatever reason.
Right.
Because he's probably assuming there might be something in that car.
Or if you had like a Ruger bumper sticker, you know.
Oh, you got guns.
I mean,
I got a Sig Sauer, like, whatever it is.
I mean, right? If you have that on there, there's a great chance you have a gun in your car.
At least
it might
one.
Be legal and you might have the papers and all that stuff, but it's still, though, it's.
I had a buddy that would go to work with a bag of weapons. That's the best way to describe it, to be honest with you.
A bag of weapons.
He had 3 guns in it. A couple knives. Just, I guess, but and he was a big dude too.
Right.
I'm like, why do you need all these weapons?
Huh.
He said, well, you know, I work on a rough part of town.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay.
Like when I was at a gas station here recently, they have a sign in the parking lot that says, "You are being recorded with audio and video." So
that's fair.
But what if you're just out there having a conversation in their parking lot? Then it's suddenly, but at the same time, though, what if it's, they needed that audio because it's a guy threatening a woman or threatening a kid or whatever.
People come in and rob them and shoot somebody.
What if you're
happy you have that?
Yeah, but this is in the parking lot, though.
Still. What you can see what they're driving away in.
No winning. Yes.
What if you're having a conversation, but it's like a dirty, filthy conversation? It's like, I wonder if that's like, do they see that as, hey, that might be probable cause to stop that person and question them at least.
Right.
Like, you know, if you talked about something you did or...
But not in the bathroom, though. Like, that's where everyone draws the line. No, not in the bathroom, dude. I don't want you to hear me when I pee.
Do we... You know what? I'll say this because we talked about it before publicly. Do we still have the camera that points at the door?
Yes.
Okay. Because the last person in the last administration was... that was their deal.
Yes.
So I don't know if it was still up there or if it got taken down.
Yeah, that was the one that was also pointing at the coffee maker.
It's really weird. It's pointing at the door.
Yeah.
You could if the door's open all the way, you could see somebody standing at the urinal.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh God.
Feel like your privacy was invaded?
I mean, got a little bit. But what am I gonna say? Like move the camera?
Yeah. Well, I did move it one day. I pointed it in the other direction.
God, I want to ask Rob about it so bad. Like, hey, what's up with this camera? But yeah, I don't want to put him in that position.
Right.
Plus, they could tell me, if you don't like it, you get a new job.
Well, that was, I don't know why that was put up there.
No clue. Because there's really nothing here to steal, to be honest with you.
No, they're not even records or CDs anymore.
No, we're not one of those type of places. Yeah. Now, you could steal a microphone, but you'd have to take it off, and you could still put it in your pocket and nobody'd know.
Right.
But you wouldn't go in the bathroom to disassemble something. It's not a big box retailer.
I would assume
that... Girards. A bunch of Girards.
Somebody was going in there, you know, really roughing it up real bad, and they wanted to figure out who. Doing it. Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know why there's one toward the restroom.
Dude, I think I know why now.
Because that one guy goes in there for like 45 minutes and just takes a break.
Because I think not only that, but when they asked us if we flushed or not,
yeah.
I think they wanted proof.
Oh, wow. Plus but how would there be, just because they saw us walk out, how would they know if we flushed or not? Yeah.
The only thing I could guess is when they see us walk out, somebody immediately goes in there to look.
Oh, really?
Now, the one guy that used to work here, he did hang out up here a lot.
Yeah,
he did.
So I wonder if they used it for him. Now, he also sleeps upside down, too. So. Right. And he can't eat garlic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And he can't be awake during the day.
I've never seen that guy in daylight.
No.
I've never seen him in daylight. God.
He would leave.
Have you secretly thought he was a vampire? Because, wow.
Yes.
I've never seen him outside.
He had hair like a Dracula.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he was well, you know, dressed and put together, but still had Dracula hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
I want you to flush the toilet.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
She hit the flow.
In the rock.
That thing you know.
No. Speaking of gorillas, you didn't know they did a song with T-Pain and Flo Rida?
Did not know that.
Mm. A little De La Soul in there, too. It kind of just flows very nicely. Did you know that we have... So, down in Antarctica, we have this... not a time capsule, but this thing where we put DNA from different animals, and it's kind of like this whole, like, if something happened to the world,
no,
there would be, yeah, it's like some kind of, it's got some kind of scientific name, but it's like, it has something to do with like Noah's Ark, kind of the name of it, the project, and it's kind of like they put DNA from all these animals and stuff down there, and then, you know, what if whatever happened, where are they going to have the labs to go and then make these animals with the DNA? You know what I mean?
Are they already doing it?
Yeah.
The videos we've seen of animals that you can't, like, identify walking around down there.
Yeah.
So are those hybrids?
I don't know. There's a... See, that's what I hate about AI now. Is that I saw a video a couple days ago that... They said it was a vulture landed on the hood of a car. And when it landed, it went... I mean, it made some noise. And that thing was kind of like hissing at him through the windshield. And it looked like it had a human face, though. It was freaky, but I don't know if it was real or not.
Well, I saw a weird vulture that has the head of an eagle, but his eyes are white. It looks dead.
Where?
I saw it on the news, one of these stories, man. I got to show it to you. Maybe it's a certain type of vulture. Or maybe they're making
white eyes?
Yeah. Like maybe they're making horses down there.
I had that goat that looked like a deer. I'm telling you, it was a gear or a dote. I don't know. It was a mix.
Well, it's called a whitehead vulture. It's rare. It's a rare African scavenger.
Oh, you didn't see it in person?
No, I saw it on TV. I'm like, because I'd never seen it before. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So I was looking up something on that, and then I found this. And I had heard of this before, but I didn't realize it was the same thing. So America has something called the National Recording Registry, where I can't believe I didn't know this, or maybe I knew it and forgot it. I don't know. But every year, Congress decides music, or audio rather, to put into the national audio canon.
What the hell is that?
It's this thing that we've set up, kind of like, that's why I mentioned the DNA thing, is that it's like a time capsule of what future generations will be able to listen to in America. They put it in this time capsule.
But it will be digital, right?
Yes.
Audio canon.
Yes. They'll be able to share that down the road in case the cloud goes down or...
So it's like what they do with movies, the Film Institute.
Where they save them. Yep. So this year going in, they put in songs and albums. The entire album of Taylor Swift's 1989 album will be going in the canon. So future generations will be able to enjoy Taylor Swift.
They should put a lot of them in there, like the greatest hits maybe. This is like a huge honor, right? This is if the world ended and they had to restart society.
They put her whole album in there. All right. Also added in 2008 Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It by Beyonce.
Nice.
Come on. There's just been this major devastation. They've got all the animals cloned back up or whatever. All right. We want to listen to some music. What do you got over there?
I don't get
it. Single Ladies again, guys. You want to hear it again? It's like there are no women left. What are we supposed to do?
I don't get her legacy. I don't know if it's more tied into Jay-Z or... I know she was huge like at a time, but I don't know how she sustained it without, like a lot of her stuff didn't go to radio after a certain while.
No. Well, neither did his though.
Yeah. No. And then her country album kind of twisted things around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shaka Khan song, I Feel For You.
Oh, that's a great song. Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
I think I love you. Dum, 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 dum. I feel for you.
Now you got to put
I'm
that one
in. I'm surprised that hasn't been in before. That's so old.
Well, some of these, like, they put in the radio play-by-play of Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali and Frazier from 1971. They put it in there, too.
Was that Cosell?
Yeah. This is Howard Cosell. So we added Chaka Khan. Then we also added...
Cosell now. It might not have been worked out.
The entire Weezer Blue album.
Yeah.
The Go-Go's album, Beauty and the Beat, which I assume that had
We Got the Beat.
The whole album, though. Mm-hmm. And then a song that is a very emotional song that I have to turn off if it ever comes on, like Big Buck Country, if I'm listening. And Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
Oh, yeah, you can't listen to that one.
Man, that's one that, like...
Makes you cry?
Yeah, it's
So this is supposed to say something about the artist, right? I like Weezer.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised they got it put in this canon.
Right.
Sweater Song and Buddy Holly off the Blue. I mean, it's...
Yeah. It's iconic, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's interesting. I didn't ever know about this. That they...
There's already too much in it, I can tell.
So they also added in... I did not know there was a Ray Charles country album that was that came out called Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music.
Sounds like
a Sturgill Simpson thing.
It must have a lot of guests on it, a lot of features.
Reba's album Rumor Has It also went in, including Gladys Knight and the Pips and singles by Paul Anka and Jose Feliciano. So they're checking off all the boxes with that. And that's just wild to me. Like, you think about that. It's everything, whatever. I don't know. A comet or a meteor or nukes or whatever happens.
Iran getting a nuke.
And then the music This is crazy to me.
Do you know when that started?
The
canon itself?
I don't.
Because some of those selections are, I mean, come on.
Yeah. But it's like the, like, you imagine you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but you're not in the historical canon, or vice versa. And yes. Also the thought of that, like, that's weird to me that we are, like, pre-planning.
Because the stuff's not going to go away now. You have digital prints of everything.
Yeah, but what, like, I said that the other day. What if, like, I was trying to mess with a video yesterday, the one you sent me.
Yep.
And I have extra memory on my phone. Whatever the...
That you got to pay for?
Yeah, 1 TB, whatever that means. Yeah. Terabyte?
Yep.
Oh, look at me.
Look at you.
Yeah. So it said I had to delete some stuff that I had so much on there.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that I had... All my apps were always running in the background. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, you don't clear them out?
Uh-uh.
Oh, damn, dude.
Dude, man, like, my phone was, like, about to melt down. Like, it was going to, like, shut down. So I was like, won't there be a point in the future where cloud storage will get full?
Mm-hmm.
It will only have to.
Well, that depends. Depends on these data centers coming in.
Yeah.
Like, because they're going to get here.
Yeah.
Those warehouses behind Greenville Pickens Speedway, are they just sitting there waiting for people to fill them?
I'm telling you,
they wanted to build 5 or 6 more?
I have the biggest feeling about that. I really do. But there's also this thing that they're doing where you can, if your city or whatever said, no, we're not going to allow data centers or whatever, you can make a mini data center in your house, and they will pay you to have a data center in your home.
God, like a hotspot kind of
situation.
You know, at some point, they're going to stop asking these councils. They're just going to approve it, and just it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is what it – I mean, it's devastating. We've already seen – it's not prognosticating. We've already seen what they do to the local economies and the water and just everything in general.
And then what happens when all that technology 10 years from now is outdated and you have this big – monstrosity.
Go look at them coal miners up in West Virginia, man. Those ghost towns where the same thing happened. When they ran out of coal, people had black lung, were dying. There's just towns up there just completely empty. And that's in America. I mean, that's wild to me.
Coal's gone.
I saw Mr. Wonderful last night on CNBC, and he's into that business now. I'm like,
coal?
No, data centers.
God.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, it makes 10,000 jobs. And then they were like, yeah, but how long do those jobs last?
Right.
You know? Yep. It's like, well, we got to build the building. But, you know, like, think of, did people also...
And he's got an answer for everything.
I'm sure the answer to this is yes. Down at Hartwell, or Kiwi, rather, when they were building the nuclear reactor down there, people probably freaked the hell out.
Oh, yeah. Because either, like, they don't know what it is, or we're going to be a target. For whoever.
Right. I kind of thought that when I was like, wow, we had a nuclear reactor near the US? Whoa.
And it somehow gets overlooked.
But has there been any devastation from it? Like, has there been any meltdowns of any kind?
I think they've had some problems, but nothing like...
I wouldn't swim in that lake, I'll tell you that very much.
What did we keep in the 90s? It was a big deal. Was it uranium or plutonium? It was one of those. We were keeping it down here.
I don't remember.
Major news.
I don't know. I know Greenville County's got...
Yeah, I remember what you're saying, because we would take things from other states here.
Oh, really?
Like, we would store something like that.
Whoa.
Was it... It was one of those, I think. It might have been... Was it urine? No, it was plutonium.
Urine? We buy other urine?
It was either plutonium or uranium or one.
Yeah.
Something you could
build,
like... Something
to build a nuke with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, there's already a secret facility in Rosman.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they have a little, you know, something to do with it.
Yeah. Too. See, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. Like, if you're a conspiracy theorist, like, right now it's open season with stuff, man. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
When they keep teasing alien stuff federally, they talk about stuff that's about to come out unredacted.
Like, really, let's step back and just look at this as what it is. You got that stuff coming out. And then Trump says, enjoy, and figure out for yourself what it is, which is kind of odd. That, like, okay, well,
yeah, it's not everything, but some stuff.
Yeah. So that one that looks like a star that's flying, dude, that's crazy looking. Like,
I don't know if I want some stuff released that we haven't seen yet.
Well, so you got that going on, and then, you know, distraction, and then you've got that movie coming out, Disclosure Day, which is about what is happening right now. And we've already talked about the pre-programming that Hollywood does with these movies and stuff. Like, I've pointed this out a million times. Future movies are not cool anymore. When we were younger, movies about the future were, everything was awesome, you know?
Yeah, the possibilities.
Skateboards that, that levitated, and flying cars, and all this fun stuff.
Like the Jetsons.
And now all the movies are like, you're going to be poor and living in stacked trailers.
Yep.
And you're going to escape into AI with the glasses on, so, because the real world around you sucks. It's crazy how it's like literally shaping our outlook on stuff. Like, don't you think people back in the 90s, look at the 90s. 90s were pretty freaking cool.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, music, movies, 80s were too, but 90s, colors were more vibrant, you know? McDonald's looked like McDonald's. It didn't look like a post office. Everything's so drab, and it's almost like it's by design to just get everybody.
But in the 90s, people were rebellious, and they were tired of, like, the 80s were kind of bourgeois and decadent, and then the 90s are like, we're gonna scale it down.
Yeah.
We're gonna buy simple clothes. We're gonna learn to play instruments. It's like we went backwards, but it was really cool that they did that.
It keeps happening too. Like in the 90s, it seemed like everybody got a little, you could be yourself. You know, you had more cliquey people. Like, you had the gothic kids, and you had the rednecks, and you had the hip hoppers, and you had, like, the
stinky kids.
Stinky kids. And now you just, like, everybody looks like each other. All white boys have the same haircut now. They all do. They got that little bouffant thing on the front. It looks like they put a hat on backwards, spray painted or hairsprayed their hair up with a hairdryer and made it. Them little wings in the front.
Don't know what that's about.
I don't know.
Their eyes.
It seems very dystopian. And I don't, the only reason I know that would be the people would want that is because as human beings, when we're worried or depressed or disturbed or about stuff, we spend money. It's the craziest thing. We spend money when we are depressed.
We tell therapy.
Yeah, man. And that's crazy.
The tech was so far off then, you could visualize the future. Now the tech is here. They make it happen.
Exactly. But so is that good or bad?
Well, because if we don't like it, we just send it back. It's, Amazon and things. It's not permanent.
We're consumers. We consume as a society everything. So keep it coming more.
Yeah, exactly. Get that dopamine hit over and over and over again. Like the worst natural drug there is.
What do you think about dopamine if we start a militia / cult?
Can't call it a militia.
You really can't. It says you can, but you really can't.
Like that's a term when they say it. That's like saying Zionist now, you just don't do it. You don't say it.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige. Well, do you ever do things that you regret later that you did when you were high?
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I didn't look at you.
Ow, reefers.
Yes. Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've said things that I just should never have said.
Fat boy?
Probably, but I didn't use it enough to, like, be like a thing.
Yeah.
Some people, that's their lifestyle.
Right.
I had to tell my mom, it's just allergies, Mom.
Oh, yes.
And now it's not. It's
not.
I have a sinus infection. I mean sinus, not sinus. Damn it.
Matthew, I know you took it to the head. Big, I saw your white owl wrapper on the floor.
Where have you been? You look rough.
We were there with these zigzags.
You got your J-O-B machine. I know you rolled them great blunts, Matthew.
We just went hiking. and came back out a little bit of allergies.
She's yeah, like, right. I'd always tell my mom I got maced, and she believed it. Or pepper sprayed. Somebody sprayed pepper spray. Why did they do it inside?
That was stupid.
It's like, well, I know, it keeps doing it as a joke, Mom. By the way, do we have anything to eat?
Where's the frozen pizza?
Don't look in the crisper.
Swear to God, I was about to say it.
And my mom would buy...
they'd hide desserts from me in the crisper.
One frozen pizza. That was like our thing. Like, we only got food once a week, so you better eat it as fast as you can or the other one's going to eat it. Like, we got 1 liter of Coke a week or something like that.
Yeah.
So my brother always had...
That wouldn't last a day in our house.
Exactly, because he would drink it all, and he would eat the pizza right off the bat. Yeah. And, like, you know, I just went to ballet class, came back, it's all gone.
I hate 2 liters now. Like, the drink is not as good. Every time you open it, it's losing that crisp...
Goes, you know, flat on you.
Yeah.
And he would bring his friends around, and there goes all the food. If my mom went out of town, we had no food for the week because he'd throw a party.
Plus, if they knew you, like, wanted some soda, you know they're going to rub their stuff on the bottle?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Right where the mouth
goes.
That's
why I went to work, so I can eat. You know, I needed a part-time job because of the parties that were constantly at my house.
Yeah.
But my mom had to work, so she couldn't babysit my brother. So, anyhow.
Damn it. Well, damn it, Ann.
She should have went and danced like Edith did to get some money.
Me? Yeah. No. I did ballet.
She danced for the Go-Go's, I believe she said.
Yeah.
She
did. Because I wasn't smart enough. I did ballet. You don't make any money, unless you're really professional doing ballet, unless you teach.
Like, what does a Rockette make? I know that's ballet, but, like, is that, like... That's not, like, a six-figure job, is it?
It can't be much, right? Because that's where they get you the... prestige of being a Rockette.
I think it's pretty good. Like, but I don't know how much.
That's one of those things that, like, people don't even think about anymore. Like, it's just like,
no, unfortunately, like Cowboys cheerleaders, they probably don't make a lot of money.
Oh yeah, like the Lakers cheerleaders got like $40 a game. I mean, it was literally nothing. Yeah.
I think my friend made like $100 for whatever she was doing as a cheerleader.
I have an article here that has the exact amount.
What?
Rockettes earn a weekly base of $2,884 for their seasonal contracts. It runs 15 weeks, so they get paid roughly $43,000 a year. But they only have to work 15, so like 4 months.
Yeah, but you have to spend a lot of time rehearsing and making it perfect. So you've spent a lot of your time to be a Rockette, and then promotional stuff. So.
God.
I mean...
You got to stay in top condition.
Yeah, I mean, but the rehearsal time is what gets you. You know, you're always doing that.
Don't they tour, too?
Doesn't say that, but it says they do receive year-round health insurance and benefits for only working 15 weeks a year. That's pretty nice right there.
Cobra.
Paige, you ever thinking about being a Rockette?
I would have loved being a Rockette, and I know how they do it. The people on the end, that's how you see how high your legs are.
The person on the end is really holding it together.
They are. Those are the
They don't
best
have
dancers.
Anybody to hug on except on one side.
Yep.
They have to put their hand on their hip.
And then when you dip, they dip, they dip.
Yeah, I'd fall. I would.
Everything's a tour, so I'm sure they get some off of that. Like, everything is a tour.
Probably. They're probably on tour now with Blue Men and Dude Perfect.
The Blue Men group. Oh, hang on a second. That's a different show.
Wait, did I just see Blue Dude Perfect?
I love that. That's my new band.
Damn it.
Dude. All right, so the only reason why I brought up...
It says Blow Men group. I got the wrong chance.
When you're in... So the only reason why I brought this up with things that you regret doing when you're high is because this poor guy was locked out of his Bitcoin wallet for a decade because he changed his password when he got high. But here's the deal. He was locked out of his wallet worth nearly $400,000 for over a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, that man, that's one of those things.
He would had to have found the password or remembered it, because when you're out, you're out.
Yes, you are, and that can be 26 characters long.
What do you do in this situation? He had AI help him out and finally crack the code, and the man said he forgot the password after he got high in college, so it was a while back.
So he would have had it somewhere on his computer, maybe? Like, there's no way to... You don't get a password reset on these wallets.
Uh-uh. No, especially on, like, Coinbase.
Nope. There's no tech support for it.
Mm-mm.
And if he had $400,000, he must have got in real early.
Well, he said he'd had it for 10 years, so think about owning it
They had all the dips. He didn't realize.
Didn't even realize it. Yeah.
So if he's got that much now, you might want to take some out.
Yeah, but man, owning that stuff now is like riding a roller coaster every day.
Yeah. So he said for nearly 11 years he was trying to use nonstop combinations to get back into his account.
He should roll it over to an IRA. Something that pays
you. Put it in
a
Trump fund.
It's a Trump fund. Give an Eli Roth IRA. Put it with me.
You know, whoever runs the White House Instagram page now loves AI. They love AI. They're making some damn ridiculous stuff and putting it out on government stuff.
Just a bunch of Terrard stuff.
It's just weird. Yeah, it's very Terrard.
I love it. God dang it.
You're Terrarded. You know you are.
Let me see what you post before you put it up.
All right. Well, I'm Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
It's probably Baron. Baron's probably, I need you to run the IG, Baron.
Okay. I think Trump and Jinping or whatever have already finished meeting.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're trying to find stuff to do over there to kill time, or is Trump and First Buddy, are they going out places and just like looking for something to do?
We went to a spa.
They had a very serious conversation yesterday about Taiwan.
Yes.
So I don't know how much partying they're doing there.
Yeah. I would want to, like, nothing against Chinese people. I'd want to get the hell out. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
You know.
But I got to tell you, man, watching the news, some of the stuff they got over there, somewhat Americanized food, mm-hmm. looks pretty good.
And the fact that the kids are, they're making money.
So small. And these cities
with
are
AI
massive.
As children.
Yeah.
Like big cities. But they got bubble cities too, so.
Paige has bubble cities. excuse
goodness.
Me.
Big ones.
Listen to this. So a buddy of mine, I won't say his name, but he texts me this, talking about data centers. We've been working at Kohler, which is a new data center in Spartanburg.
Toilets?
It does not, Kohler, like they make the...
Like toilets?
Yeah, faucets and stuff, yeah. It does not bring any new jobs. Every one of these employees down here are from out of state. When it's open, it will only employ 30 people. There's about 700 workers. They're all from Texas, Louisiana, South Dakota, and Montana. None of them are from here. And the whole data center, again, will only be 30 people. They're now renting apartments and Airbnbs for a 5-year contract, and that's the only money they're putting back in the economy. That's crazy, mm-hmm. man. And they say those data centers they make enough power to power Times Square in New York. So think about
God
that.
Almighty.
Yeah, think about that. That's
about the busiest intersection in the whole country.
I can't really fathom what that means.
It's like a fantasy world, like we're killing our industry and then we'll have no agriculture,
but like
no industry, and everybody's living in a fantasy world because we'll starve.
I understand what a data center is, but then again, I don't understand how power is made. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand
how they generate it.
Yeah, I do not understand that.
I don't know what the waste is. What exactly is the waste?
Well, you got to have all that water to cool down the computers, and then I guess after the waters went through the computers, it's all tainted.
Plus,
and then they pour it back in the water supply.
It pollutes a lot of these areas, man. It sucks.
Yeah, but it's the same thing like what I was telling you about the other day with Iowa. All those people there that are getting it's the most cancerous area in America.
What?
And they're finding out it's because all the fertilizer they were using on the farms.
Oh, well, God.
Are we eating that food?
Monsanto's, maybe?
I mean, if you had your... I mean, I'm serious. It's
They laser the grounds now trying to with these big machines, million-dollar machines.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. They don't. That's another thing. God, I'm glad you knew about that. Yeah, they are lasering the grounds.
If it's in the ground, it's in your water, and you're drinking it, and it's coming down on you because of rain.
Yeah.
So you're even if
it's... Chocolate rain! That's what I was going to say.
We're going to rejoin with that at some point. I forgot about that song. That's a great song.
Lil Tay.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is good. Thank you, Paige. I didn't write it, but I'll tell the guy who did.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Tay Zonde.
When we come back, we're going to kick it off.
Oh, yeah.
The FOF line. Oh. There's angry people on here this week, guys.
Every week.
You neighbor, you think I was going to jail. You know, I f***ed you up the first time, and even when your 6'4" boyfriend punched me in the face, I still stood up, bitch.
6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably runs a 4.5 40.
Yeah, who knows? How much he bench? We'll play that one. We'll play all of them. 864-241-4318. The FOF line kicking off next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.